Dude, how are we going to do a pod with just two of us? Are you scared?
I wouldn't say I'm scared. I have a lot to share. The Cortezes hold me back, so F them niggas.
Dude, honestly, bro, low key, this should have been the pod the whole time. The black celibates. Back. This is the 42nd episode.
42nd? Why does
that number? Podcast. All right, we just refilled this intro because you said that exact same thing.
No, I think, isn't 42 the answer to the universe or some shit like that?
The life, it's life. There's a movie. I don't know. I don't know if it's 42 or 41. I never remember. But yeah.
It's 42. Anyways, we're here.
We're back.
The black celibates.
Okay. Why would you repeat it? They got it already.
The black celibates without the Cortezes.
Yeah.
One of them for a good reason. The other one
for an unknown reason.
For quote unquote wasn't feeling it. So here we are. But
I don't know what's going on with Dennis though. You know, you never know. You know. You think they're gonna get mad that we're talking about them right now?
Yeah, but who cares?
I care. They really scare me.
They're not here. I know, but it's interesting you say that because originally I was like, man, like just come. But then, you know, I thought back to my Buddhism classes.
Okay.
Where, you know, you never really know what a person is going through, so it's never really good for you to assume.
Yeah,
because humans, we assume we know all situations, but it could be a very good reason, and he's just not comfortable sharing that. And I didn't mean to start off this deep. I'm sorry. But
no, you absolutely meant to start off this deep.
No. I'm not a deep.
You aren't?
No. I have two moods. I'm either deep where I'm just like
playful. Silly goofy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Silly goofy. And I go in and out of them.
But this is just us too.
Just us.
I'm not comfortable with that smile. Yo, touch me one more time and we're scoring.
No,
up,
honestly, can you explain to me why you don't like being touched? Because
by you,
is it just me?
No, it's a lot of people.
Why don't you like?
Because I took the love language test and physical touch is my number one.
Yeah, so you should enjoy being touched.
I do, but I don't. I like setting boundaries, you know. What? So yeah.
But like, okay. Can I like massage you? No,
dude, no.
Wait, time out.
No, you've been time in out. Because what is wrong with you?
Time out.
Don't ask me that.
Those no, okay. What I meant for that? Sometimes, like I like going up to my friends and just like randomly massaging them. Like, would you be comfortable with that?
I don't know which one of these friends are
on the shoulders. Just like massage.
No, I'm good.
Why not?
I'm good, bro.
Who doesn't like a nice massage?
I've never had a massage, actually, but...
Oh, neither have I. I kind of have some knots in my back,
so, no, how do you know?
No, but I mean, like, you know, just like, you know, but I've had, like, people just randomly massage me and just, like, you know, give me a good shoulder rub. Can I do that for you?
No. This comes up a lot with my, like, friends who are women where I just, like, won't hug them ever. Like,
bro.
You know, that's like the standard thing when you like, you know, meet a friend group, you mm-hmm. like fist bump to the dudes, hugs to the ladies. I never hug the women. Even
why?
No matter how close we are. I don't know.
See, that's weird. Like, because I feel like for you, it's like an intimacy thing. Like you.
Yeah.
Any sort of touching is intimate for you.
To an extent. But like, I think it.
Were you not hugged as a child?
Not at all.
There we go. My friend is just like you. Shout out to Roger. I know you're watching this or listening to this. He doesn't like being touched at all.
No, okay, but
and,
like,
and he'll like he'll do what you do, like hit me if I like try to touch him, but I'm persistent with it. Like I try to break down his balls. Wait,
what is happening?
I meant to say break down his balls, but that's still an A, yo.
Oh my gosh!
But I try to break down his barriers. The number of times I say it doesn't get better, huh?
No, it doesn't.
I try to like get him used to like me touching him, but like he still like isn't used to it.
I think when the situation when the situation warrants it, I'll do it. But like, just like standard, like no, not really. But like, I feel like I'll grab a shoulder.
Or yeah, like, you grab me all the time. But yeah. Like when I grab you, you just
don't touch me.
Why not? It's how I show love, a little appreciation.
Nah, bro. Show pick something else. Pick gifts. I want gifts from you. You're rich. Dior me.
Dior?
Dior me.
Dior me. Imagine a nigga telling another nigga, Dior me.
Imagine a nigga telling me, I want to break your balls. That's what you just said.
I meant to say break down his walls when okay. That sounds any better. Nah, you mentioned like intimacy with, you know, female friends and...
Or friends in general.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if I... Fuck it, man. I'm cool on female friends, man. All right. From here on out. Nah, okay. Honestly, I'm cool.
So you hate women. So you're a misogynist.
No, like, I think for me, I'm too... You know what it is? It's immaturity in a sense where, you know, as a straight guy, if I'm with another straight girl, you're going to have thoughts of intimacy that are like really annoying. It's just annoying. Like, oh, I don't want to feel this around. You know what I mean? But like, it's inevitable. That. So it's really annoying.
Inevitable and
if okay, if any girl is watching this that I'm friends with, like, I'm not talking about you. So yeah. Nah, I just want to get that in there. I'm not talking.
But inevitable and everlasting is like different things, or ever present is different things. So like, you can have a thought and then like just skip past that thought.
Yeah,
you can have a thought like, oh, my friend's pretty, and then like move on.
Yeah.
So that's the maturity you're trying to ascribe to.
But doesn't that thought get annoying? Like.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it's ever present, then I could see how that'll be annoying. But like for me, like they're not ever present. Maybe like when we initially became friends, they were. But then
thirsty. Okay. He just needs some water.
But like maybe like when
ultimately, yeah, it's a me thing, you know, and that's why I just kind of want to like get away from it. You know?
I don't know. Do you massage their shoulders? Maybe that's why.
No, like I make a point to like try not to like. Do that stuff. I don't know, because I think it's a little weird.
It would be.
It's just annoying, because I mean, like, it goes back to the old age-old thing, like, can men and women be friends? And some people think that if you say yes to that, then you're, or no to that, then you're like misogynist, but like
I'm just immature.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to immaturity and things of that nature, which I do recognize in myself, but I think a lot of guys are kind of that way. Let me not speak for a lot of men, but like guys will have the thought like, you know what, if she would let me, I'd hit, you know.
Okay. I didn't think we were gonna get this deep, but no, yes,
but like it, and that's kind of true. Like we asked one of our female friends, and like she said, like you have to set the boundary early that this is just a friendship. This is just platonicity. I just made up that word. Platonic relationship. That's what you have to do so that they know, like, you won't ever get to hit. Like, this is just a friendship. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks to the point where it does come up in the person's mind. And I don't know why I just limited men. It probably comes up in the girl's mind, maybe.
Yeah, probably. As well. It probably does.
So I'm done with it. I'm cool. I'm done. Cool.
Okay.
I'm immature. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm a Greek guy, though, so I don't know.
I appreciate the thought process. I think for me, I have a couple of like women who I'm very close to.
You have a couple close ones.
It's to me, it's just, I think also that's where I keep, that's where I like have that thing where it's like, we're never going to hug. Because like, it's okay. It's not something that I ever think of, but like, I just like,
you don't want to get it to there. So
yeah, but like, it's dumb because it won't ever get there, but
but you put that barrier.
It's a barrier. It's two-step authentication, you know, it's
two-factor
authentication. Okay. Like it's never going to happen anyway, but like, I'm also going to make sure it never happens anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a double up, you know?
But then
it annoys people though, because then it's like, am I your friend or why do you keep me so like far away?
Because you're a girl.
But that's the thing though, because they're like people who I like, I highly value. Like, I talk to them as much or more than I talk to you.
I feel that same way.
But you just got to make sure, you know, keep the boundary
there. And it, I guess it depends on the person too.
Definitely.
And it depends on, I don't want to say it, but like, you know, if it's someone that like has a girlfriend, like obviously he's like, oh, you know, girls, whatever. Like, I love this person. Like, I wouldn't ever think of another girl that way while I'm in a relationship with them. So I'm cool with being their friend. But like someone like me that's single and I'm just like, you know, thinking with my dick all the time, it's tough.
All right. For me, not as someone time. Who not is time, also pause. Single, I don't have that issue, so I
well, you're a little capper, but I won't put you on blast here. You know, I think you're a little capper, but you know,
okay,
this is what it is.
All right, I know what you're talking about, and it's for there's levels to it, where if we're
okay, but like the level, I'm not. It's obviously not obsession, but it's just like. You at least have the thought of, man, I would, you know, if given the opportunity.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on how close the friend is.
So is there a relationship where you're saying, even if given the opportunity, I wouldn't?
Several.
I need a hat somewhere. Where's my hat?
Several.
I need to give it to Brian.
I don't know who, like, we could talk about it off air, but, like, there's several who I just would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, there are friends though who you know, you're kind of cute.
There wouldn't,
but there are.
To your point, there's a lot. There isn't. Like, I would either. It's just a factor of do I find her attractive. So if you find them attractive, and she let you, what is your answer to that? Does that exist still?
Yes, there's people okay, I would okay, never. Fair enough, I fair enough. Don't see that way at all.
Okay, fair enough. I'm done with it. I'm self-proclaimed too mature, you know.
That's fair. No, you gotta notice your immaturities. Did you speaking of like another theme of the pod? But you know, speaking of immaturities, you know, it's been a year since you know graduation. have you noticed anything since you know? You notice that you can't be friends with the pretty women.
That's tough, man.
What else have you noticed? Is it a year out of school?
I think I'm noticed I'm more disciplined than I think I was. You know, I think the consistency with the gym has really helped with that. Just because I never saw it as something I could ever do consistently. And here I am. So that's really cool. So that's growth over the past year. I think I'm also I'm more PC these days, you know.
Okay.
I try to
I'm glad
hold in my thoughts a little bit.
That's something I've noticed of you. That's something I've noticed where you've taken that I feel like you took that criticism or like you felt like it was a critique when people are like, oh, Claude's so honest. And now you've like filtered it in that way. I don't know if that's what you were referring to, but that's something I've noticed where you're like, you've filtered yourself significantly more recently, which I think is a good and a bad thing. But
How is it a bad thing?
Because
when is it a bad thing?
It's a bad thing because sometimes maybe it's not a bad thing, but I'm used to when I would tell you something and then you would just blurt it back out. But now I can tell you something and I can look in your eyes and see Claude processing. How am I supposed to say this correctly? Like, I could literally see the wheel spinning. Like, okay, this is what I actually thought.
It's not natural to me.
Yeah, so I could see it. So it's just like, how much is he covering and how much is... I just want a Claude answer. But like, that's how... But like, that's something also I struggle with where it's like playing devil's advocate. I think they're kind of similar where it's like, you don't want to say the wrong thing at the wrong time. So you got to like balance that. So yeah. I think that's something that you can develop and you have been developing this year.
I think I went on a spiel. I think it was sometimes after the gym, you shower and then just thoughts come to you in life.
You feel like revelations. You know how many things do you know how many scenarios you've presented that always end with with thoughts just come to you. I think you just have a lot of thoughts, Claude. I don't think it's the scenario.
I think it was the showers. The shower.
First is the showers. It's a beer. It's a this. It's a rooftop. You have many scenarios that make you think about
things. Honestly, yeah. Sometimes when I'm drinking, you could ask my friend, my buddy Sal. When I was in Boston, actually, we were drinking, and I'm just like, man. Jobs are really just all about developing as many skills as you can and developing that network. And I was doing this while blasted. And okay. I'm just thinking these things and I'm testing it to my friend. He's like, why are you doing this on a Saturday night? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, thoughts just come to me. But like earlier this week or last week, I was like, honesty is kind of overrated in a sense where, you know, I don't think it's something you should be 100% of the time. I think sometimes you have to put a mask on and mold to your environments a little more. That way you can progress. And I think it's relevant in jobs when you're mingling with white people and people in general. And you know, I have to be a little bit more perky, let's say, you know, and I'm not naturally perky. So I don't know. Honesty and like that was a long pause. And even like, let's say the gym, I think you can really benefit from interacting with people even when you don't, you know, want to, you know, even like we see big men there, like, you know, doing things, and like sometimes I'm crushing my form, I'm like, man, I should talk to that guy, and you know, I don't want to, but being true to myself, I wouldn't do that. But like sometimes you don't have to prescribe by your own personality traits. You should try to be extroverted and go beyond what you are in certain scenarios, so like talking to that random person, I think. So
but
I don't know.
Pause. Isn't that different than honesty though? Because you started with honesty is overrated, but you got to I should be more outgoing.
Honesty and what's that other word, you know, people say like, oh, be yourself. I think that's bullshit.
Okay.
So I don't think you should always be yourself. I think you should challenge yourself in certain situations, like when I said there, like being at the gym or whatever, and going talking to someone, like being yourself. That's something that like people who are privileged say. You know what I mean? It's like the guy who gets girls like tells the other guy who doesn't, oh yeah, just be yourself, bro. Like, I just don't think that's relevant in all scenarios. You know?
I think. I'm with you to an extent, but I think be yourself is a fluid thing. So I don't think you, when people say be yourself, like I understand there's a way where people say like be yourself and then that's like they like shelf it off. But I think there's a like a better way of being yourself where you can push yourself to grow and change and you can still be you. Because I don't think you should ever abandon
more than yourself, maybe.
Okay, but I'm just sure, but I think that's just yourself expanding and growing. Like I don't think that you should.
Yeah, but that's not implied when people say be yourself, though.
I know. I get what you mean, but like, that's why I said I'm with you. But I don't think you should also just completely sell out and change who you are.
No. Because I think I gave you percentage. When I was texting you, I was like, you know, 60% honesty, 40%, you know. Not liar, but
I don't think be yourself is the right quote. I think it's just push yourself. But I get what you're, I guess exactly what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Push yourself. You know. Yeah. So that's something I think I've realized, because like you just need to really put yourself in awkward circumstances. And so that's something I learned throughout the past year. And I think lastly is how much I'm really sick of Valley Stream, man. Okay. I'm ready to get out of this place, man. I've just like college. Like I don't want to talk about college.
Yes, you do.
Missing college.
And, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Go on.
But I really, I've missed it. And like, you know, talking to my friends, it's like, although some of them, it's like, man, like life after college kind of sucks. You know, you go into this real world that no one really preps you for, and you're just not seeing your friends every single day. So that part of it kind of sucks, and it's made me like want to do more things in here, but I just feel limited. And there's circumstances outside of my control that I really shouldn't question or really be bothered about. But like, I think the right step for me is to just leave. You know?
That was good. I didn't even see you process these niggas are broke. That's exactly what you wanted to say. I didn't even see you process it. You really,
I did. You exactly
really got good at it. Just, oh, I didn't even see it. I didn't even see the look in your eye. But go on. It's okay. I'm not gonna put you on blast about what you've been saying about the brokies around you, but it's fine.
No,
I feel you. I get what you're saying.
Listen, I feel bad because, like, you know, everyone has different paths and things of that nature, blah blah blah. But
I'll are just broke, man.
I'll give you guys a year, man. I'll give you a year, and that's when I'll really start laying the hammer down and really, you know, giving some pressure, because I honestly think, like, your 20s is the time to be stupid, to go on trips, and I don't think I see that impetus from you guys. Even just, like, it's not even brokenness, it's just going out, you know, drinking, and, you know, you guys will say, oh, but, like, I know y'all niggas ain't about certain things, so.
What are you, I don't know how many times we're gonna have this argument on this pod. I've been to a club. I've been to a Caribbean party. You haven't.
I've been to a club. Caribbean party, sure. No.
So, I don't understand. You keep saying that, like, y'all ain't about it. I've done it.
Niggas, are you about, so you're about it?
I'm broke, as we've discussed. But, well,
there,
like,
you go.
So it's fine. Go. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I should share, because I was thinking about this similarly too, because one of my friends graduated. Two of my friends graduated recently. So I was at Stony Brook, and it was a bit of feeling, you know, thinking, because it was, like, been a year since I graduated. I didn't walk, if you guys didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you didn't.
So it was a bit of an emotional time for me as well, just thinking about, like, how the year has gone. But, like, as I cry about on every pod, it hasn't gone well. So, you know, it was there's a lot of emotion. I think when I see, like, I saw, like, the smiles on their faces, and I see, like, your guys, and I'm just, it's always the battle of being happy for you and not bringing it back to me. As a person who's always looking, like, thinking, like, introspective, it's always like the struggle or the constant battle of, like, just be happy for the people you love and don't look at yourself right now.
Oh, jeez.
So deep. Like, when you're, so, like, even at Stony, like, I was like so happy for them, because, like, you know, it's like their moment, you know? So it's just like, just be happy for them, you know? So, like, that was the emotion, like, be the things I was them, trying to go through.
Those rumors, the next year for these guys are going to probably suck. I mean,
no, you know, it's not.
It depends on the person. Okay. Sure. Yeah. It's not everyone in college.
Keyshawn crazy, bro. Shout out Keyshawn. He don't listen to this.
So some
out.
People, like, the keep year after college, they, like, do their thing. They travel. And that's what happens if you're a really privileged position. But, like, not everyone is in that position. Some people just, you know, they grind and they start working and life starts sucking. But because right out of college, most people don't do jobs that they want to do. So, I think the year after, it's a grind for a lot of people. So, that's just last year. That's just how it's gone.
Speaking of trips, though, you went to Boston recently, right?
I did. That's the last time I goddamn go to Boston. niggas keep making me go to Boston instead of coming to New York.
Good.
Nah, I'm done. I'm that's not your going home, to Boston bro. Again. That's not my home.
That's your second home, bro.
Sure. Nah, second home is Haiti.
All right. That's your first home, bro.
Yeah, Haiti's my first home.
Okay.
Second home is Valley Stream. Third home is Boston. But yeah, I mean, it was a good trip. Saw some friends. Good Boston trip. But, you know, what I learned is I fucking hate planes. Okay. I fucking hate traveling. I wish I had a goddamn teleportation device to bring me from point A to point B, because going from Boston back home to New York, my flight got delayed, I think it was like 4 hours.
Nice.
4.5 hours.
Could have just drove back.
First, they brought us on the plane and they said, there's a ground delay in LaGuardia. Why? They don't give a reason. Niggas is talking about weather, but like you guys said, it was immaculate all day. And I'm just like, okay.
Immaculate.
It was immaculate weather. Yeah. And then so like we get on the plane, we wait there for like 2 hours. Then we deboard the plane, wait for another 2 hours for updates. And niggas had the audacity to be on the PA like, no update on the situation, but
that's an update.
We brought you guys some snacks. And the people were like, what the fuck?
Were the snacks good?
They're just classic chips and things
like that. So that's good.
I'm tight because I bought a ginger ale and Cheetos and they offered ginger ale and Cheetos for free. Got me hella tight. And so I didn't take it out of spite. I'm like, I'm not taking this. I just paid for that.
Okay.
Comp $5. Anyways, yeah. But it was delayed.
They robbed you.
It was delayed. And then, yeah, and you went on and then good. So 4 hours. Fuck planes. I thought to myself, all right, trains. But then trains can be delayed too. So everything can suffer delay. So I'm like, fuck, there's no good method of transportation.
Just drive.
And I just want to just teleport, man. I just want to be able to teleport out here. Did I ever tell you about the time I got stuck in Charlotte for 3 days?
No.
Well,
all right, it seems like you just have bad luck on planes, bro.
Yeah, I came from New Cuba to New York. And so like this was after the Cuba vacation. So after vacation, you just want to get home, right? You just want to go right home. No. Niggas went to Cuba, came back and there's a connecting flight through Charlotte. And you know, at Charlotte, and my cousin lives in Charlotte, so we saw her, whatever, connecting flight, board the train. And then they're like, actually, this flight just got canceled. And so we deboard the train, plane. And then next day goes around, board the plane, canceled flight again. and then we deboard. And then the third day after that, we're good. But I got stuck in Charlotte for 2 nights in a row. And I don't remember the reasoning now, but shit, literally.
They didn't give you points or something?
Think about the process of flights. You got to check in the bags. Then you got to go through security. So we had to do all that shit like 3 days in a row. So this is my luck with flights, man.
It's okay. Just start driving places, bro. Just drive to Austin. Just drive to Texas, bro.
Drive to Texas. Hell no. It's a fucking 24-hour drive.
Dude, I'm down.
You're not driving a single minute of it. So
what do you mean? Of course I'll drive.
No, you won't.
I'll drive from here to the southern state.
You don't even want to drive to the gym. Talk about driving to Austin.
Whatever, bro. I don't like driving to the gym because I want you to drive me to the gym.
Why do you want me
because
to drive
you to
the
gym? Because I wait until 5 p.m. for you to be off work to go to the gym, and then my lifting suffers because I'm tired at 5 p.m.
Yeah, but that doesn't apply on Mondays. Fine, on the days Tuesdays when I do bench, but on Mondays when you only come around at the nighttime to get spotted, why do I have to drive?
You don't.
Yeah, but you get mad at me when I ask you to on Monday.
Because I'm annoyed because it's 5 p.m.
There you go. Let's see.
But like...
There's nothing wrong with 5.
Take pre-workout.
Okay, I don't take pre-workout, actually. I stopped taking pre-workout because it just makes me nauseous.
Okay.
I don't take pre-workout.
But you did take it, so you had the need for it.
And I just don't understand. Like, what are you so tired? Okay, this is going to...
Go on.
This is the process.
Broke. Nah, go on.
What makes you tired? Can you explain to me what you do?
It's just my circadian rhythm, bro.
What do you mean? Circadian bullshit. What are you talking about? What happens at 5 p.m.?
Everyone.
What time do you wake up?
Everyone has like ebbs and flows, bro. Like everyone's tired at different points. Some people like can't be up at 2 a.m. like you are all the time. Some people would never do that.
Okay, so you're telling me you can't be up at 5 p.m.?
I can. I'm just saying I don't feel the most energy at that time.
Why not? What are you doing before that?
It's not what I'm doing. I could be in bed. I could be all day up. It doesn't matter. Like once it's like that midday like time, like I'm just like drowsy and tired. And this is like before, like when I was in school and actually doing the quote unquote doing things. Like, it's just how I am.
Every time this guy enters the car, by the way, he's all moody. He starts, you're black. He just calls me black.
Exactly.
As an insult. Who says this is an insult? Well, when you say, you're black. How am I supposed to take that?
Whatever way you want to take it.
What started that, by the way?
Because you're just black.
No, explain.
There is no explanation.
No, because you just call me black. Like, anytime I know you, call me you call me black. So please, also, it is hot as balls here.
Okay.
So please explain that to me.
There literally is not an explanation. You're literally just black. I don't want to say something insulting, so I say you're black. Because you're black. And I don't know why you take it in an insulting way.
Because I sometimes do things to know you, and you say you're black.
Exactly.
And the way you say it.
But, like, it's not, there's no, like, negative connotation to it. Not, like, there's not, like, okay, there's a negative connotation in my voice, but it's not the words. Like, I could also say you're white, but I just choose to say you're black because it's just.
Well, why does blackness have to be associated with badness?
It's not bad. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, your tone is making it.
My tone is bad.
Yeah.
No, but my tone is actually.
Tone means everything.
My tone is to express the annoyance, but the words I'm choosing are not because those words signify annoyance to me.
Well, you gotta do better, my friend, because the way you're using.
Don't
black,
try to flip this on me. I do better. What was on the WUI Instagram recently? Are you gonna marry black? All right, yeah.
Am I gonna?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with marrying white?
Shut up then. What's wrong with saying you're black?
Because you're using it to mean that black is bad. I never said that. And by the way, I'd love to marry black. Okay.
Don't pick these fights with me, bro.
What do you mean?
Picking a fight with me. I say you're black because you're black. That's it.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're using it in a derogatory way.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Yes,
come
you
on
are.
Now. I would never do that.
Yes, you are.
I'm not saying you're black with a derogatory meaning to you're black. I'm saying you're black because you're black, and I'm expressing my rage through my tone.
It's not always the meaning. It's how you conduct
yourself.
It's
my rage is expressed through the tone,
it's how you say things, man. You can't separate it like that. That's not how life works. Sorry.
What? That's how I work. I'm telling you.
Nah. You can't operate by that set of laws. Sorry, buddy. Pal. Amigo. Hey, this is totally random.
Okay. I like black people. I just want to point that out.
I don't want to rant about being short because it's probably going to come off corny. But I hate it when people call me bud or pal.
Why? If they say it with a positive tone, it should be fine.
Nah, because it's always white men. It's always white
men. So if he said it with a positive tone, it shouldn't matter. That's not how the world works, bud.
No, but it's with a belittling tone.
Always?
Actually, yes.
So you wouldn't have a problem if they called you just, hey, bud.
No, but it the tone is always belittling. Always.
All right, bro.
And it's subconscious belittling as well.
Like, dude, you're just black, man. Like, whatever.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah, I think now we're going to go into an interview. We didn't plug this at the beginning, which we probably should have done. But since there's no Cortez boys, we got another Wallace. My brother's going to come in for a little interview, a couple of minutes. And then we're gonna sign off from there. So, thank you for watching, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you for watching, I guess. Your intros are almost as bad as your outros. My God.
There was an outro already set in the pre-recorded version of this.
Or your mid-transition. My bad.
You're black. All right. And now, we are here, first time on the WUI podcast, an interview.
The what podcast?
The WUI podcast.
Don't act like you don't know the name of this.
I don't know. All right. I forget it every
You act
time.
Like you don't like the Instagram
the
pictures.
The W something podcast. Yes.
Remember the rest.
Jeez Louise, man.
Thanks. This is Dylan Wallace, my younger brother. Wow.
Coming through with ice packs on his knee.
Nah, he just got big knees. He got big knees.
And a Yankee cap over the towel.
Can you tell we're struggling for time?
Fake NBA socks on.
How you know they're fake, bro?
I can tell.
Exactly. How you know they're fake?
Where'd you get them from?
Gotta worry about that.
Burlington Coat Factory.
Exactly. That's good stuff.
Oh my god.
That's good stuff for the markdown.
We're free.
Okay, sure. Jeez Louise. Coming like a true Wallace.
What does that mean? Explain.
I just see similarities between you two.
Such as? Okay. They're not clothing. I was fresh back in the day. Ish. Not really, but ish. Well, I starved myself for some Jordans.
What do you mean by fresh?
I was fresher than you.
That's not saying anything. That's
exactly. So don't throw stones at
niggas
me.
Niggas used to come into school with like sweats on, just straight chilling.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, fine. Sure. You were fresh compared to me.
Yeah, okay. That's all
I had
point.
Some days though. I'm not
gonna lie. You didn't.
But yeah, all right. That's about Dylan though, anyways.
No, you brought it about the Wallaces.
Dylan, we like to start off this podcast with saying, what's up with you?
We don't like to start it off. Justin does that. Just does that here.
What's up with you, Dylan?
Nothing. Chilling.
Chilling? Yeah. Give the people some background. What's your age? What do you do? You know.
15. I'm 15.
What's your zodiac sign?
That don't matter. That don't prove nothing.
What's your blood type?
Okay.
A negative.
That's not true.
No. You're 15. Okay, so you're in high school right now?
Yes, I'm in high school.
You play sports?
Of course.
Okay.
What do you mean, of course?
What do you mean, of course? You're looking at two niggas here who play no sports in high school. What do you mean, of course?
I play basketball.
Wow.
Your voice deeper on this podcast.
Bro, nah, his voice been deep. This nigga sounds like he needs some water.
Nah, I'm chilling.
Okay.
It's gonna get more high pitched the more I talk. Uh-huh. But basketball. I'm probably gonna play soccer or volleyball next year. I don't know which one yet. And then tennis.
Wow. This guy's playing all the sports.
I gotta go D1 in one of them. Got to.
You gotta go D1.
Yeah.
All right. I find that interesting. That's something I've noticed with you recently, Dylan. Do you think you're an athlete? Would you call yourself an athlete if someone were to ask you?
Yes, literally. Mr. Richmond, tennis coach. Oh, I hear you're an athlete. I need you to play tennis. So ever since he said that, I think I'm an athlete now.
But that's something that was put on you. Do you want to be an athlete? Is that something you like doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need you to expand on your answers and get closer to the mic, but okay.
Yes, I would want to be an athlete.
But why?
Why?
Because sports are just fun. Your body's always gonna be in shape, so that's not really a negative.
It's funny because you're the least in shape person I know.
What
okay.
are you talking really? About?
This man has one of the most zero. He has shape. Zero stamina. That's what I mean by that.
If you play three games,
can you tell we had this argument for the past 24 hours? Okay.
Not three, two games back to back. Listen, you get like a 4-minute break.
Listen, if you guys
in a hot gym, you were sweating and you weren't doing nothing but watching.
All right, listen. All I'm saying is, if Claude, if you know basketball, right?
Yeah.
If someone is a defensive stopper, and their team is giving up offensive rebounds nonstop,
because I'm exhausted.
The point guards are getting blown by. And there's no help. The big is not helping in the paint.
Why is there?
Is that not? Is that? Would you call that man a defensive stopper? Or would you roast that man?
I mean, if you're not protecting the paint, you're not a defensive stopper.
And you're not rebounding. You can't be a defensive
player. I was rebounding the first half, but now they want to make the comeback.
Niggas' head hits the ceiling, and you're 15. What do you mean you're not? Why are you not rebounding? Just jump.
Rebounding.
Not enough.
I'm literally rebounding.
Not enough to catch two L's, bruh.
The one time I'm not there, they don't get the rebound. That's should've the been only there, right? time.
Oh, God. Good thing you're playing multiple sports by the sound of it.
Exactly. Wow. That's an insult, huh?
A slight one. Insult, yeah, huh? Slightly one.
No.
All right, what do you think of the similarities between us, Claude, as you said before I cut you off?
No, I'm noticing your side profiles are exactly the same.
Side profiles. Nice.
But, no, I mean, personality-wise, I don't think you guys are that different. Like, no, you're pretty different. Dylan is very much more nonchalant than you are, Brian.
Interesting.
Like Dylan is just like, you just seem to go like with the flow of the wind where life takes you.
I don't go with the flow.
No. And Dylan doesn't seem takes to me overthink to anything. Dylan just does.
Fair. No, I agree. I think Dylan's just, he's more confident, I think, as just as a person, which is a good thing, something I admire. But like,
I think sports helps with that though.
Yeah.
You see, the first thing you said, Mr. Richmond called me an athlete. So niggas head is all big because of that.
Not big enough to get your board, but whatever.
I literally had a double-double both games. 10 points guaranteed, 10 rebounds guaranteed.
All right.
That's enough.
That's not enough. Not enough if you didn't win.
It's not my fault. They sold me at the beginning.
All right, so
can you explain that sold for, like, because, listen, I'm 22 years old now. I don't know the terminology anymore. Yeah. Can you explain what selling is, sold?
You just messed up. You choked for us. You just choked.
So that's what selling means?
Yes.
What about this Riz word? What does that mean?
Yeah. Unspoken Riz.
You got that?
Come here. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Is it like, explain. Come hither? Like, come over here? Is it that sort of thing? Like, you're attracting someone to you?
I just saw Duke Dennis do it. Everyone started doing it. So now I have to get it. Riz is just, you got game. You could spit game to girls. Get any girls you want.
Like, so swag. Nothing,
I guess. I mean, yeah. Swag.
You got perfect. That?
Yeah.
Okay.
This thing is confident.
Of course.
So wait, so going into like 11th grade, like, what are your plans? Because 11th grade is a big year. You got SATs coming up. You got like, you got to make a varsity team if you're an athlete.
I'm going to make the varsity team.
Okay. So are you going to make varsity SATs though?
No.
All right.
Are you going to any AP classes?
Probably not.
So
maybe.
What are your plans?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet, to be honest.
As a 15-year-old, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Whoa.
Realistically.
10 years? You could go 5?
We'll do 6. At the age of 20. At the age Brian is now, where do you see yourself? As a college grad?
Okay, so if I'm not playing college basketball or a college sport.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I prefer basketball. So I don't get drafted for those 4 years in college.
Drafted?
Yeah,
you're overseas.
Drafted, like, where?
like to the NBA.
Drafted to the Puerto Rican NBA. Okay. That's where. To Puerto Rico.
You might be able to go to Latvia.
Or Jamaica.
Those 4 years. Then I'm going to Latvia to play some European ball. Then.
All right.
Okay, so you want to play overseas. Okay.
That's if I don't go to the NBA. Okay. That's not working.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you putting in the work in, the hours in to complete that? Because you got to realize there's a lot of niggas like you with height and who are probably more talented, more skilled than you are right now. Are you putting in the work in to do that?
Not even a little bit. It's all going to start this summer, though. All
right, this summer.
This
junior year, if I'm not good, I might just have to reclass. Okay. That's the only way.
It's the only way. That's the only way. You're reclassing. Okay.
Yes, junior year, I have to reclass.
All right.
If I do good junior year, I don't know. I don't know where I might switch schools. Something, you know. You gotta make sure you go there. So let's say I just go to Molloy junior year, since I was so nice for senior year, and then I get my offer.
But why are you looking at me, Brad?
All that grinding is starting this summer.
This man, bro, it's funny. I see similarities in that I always have like big dreams like that. And never put any work in.
Never the work
to actually achieve them.
Well, why do you think
so
that is?
So to hear him say the same thing
is it
funny.
The fact that maybe we're a bit more privileged than other young basketball players, maybe than a Ja Morant was at 15?
I mean, I don't think it's basketball. I think to see it happen to both of us, I think that might just be like a personal thing in our house. Because like, I don't know.
So you think something like grind is genetics? Or like,
I don't think it's environmental. From
family, or
I would guess. I would assume. Mm. So maybe like what you're saying, like maybe it's a privilege thing. Maybe it's, I don't know. I honestly can't tell you. But like I have, so like I said, like I said before, like I have very big dreams like that too. And then, but like, you can't climb mountains without taking steps, and you got to take small steps first. So like, it's great that you have big dreams, but you gotta work for it. Like if I told him, he needs stamina. Like that's what I've been roasting him about. So I'm like, yo, let's go for a run. Nah.
I don't need stamina.
I don't know how you're gonna go D1 when you can't. Well, you need stamina. You know what I mean?
You see, every D1 school, they have subs. Okay. Our team does not have subs. Oh, that's the only reason why.
So what were your stats last season?
Last season?
You were playing JV, right?
Yeah. I was
JV basketball. JV. What were your stats?
I don't know. They only keep points.
Okay. But so what were your points?
I don't know.
4.
Definitely not. Definitely.
Like, are you, 2 turnovers.
I was either first or second.
Okay, first or second score on the team. So you do you see yourself as the best player?
For JV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely either the first or second best player.
Okay. And when you hit varsity, do you think you're going to keep that up?
Sit here and line up.
Our school is not known for developing good basketball
players. That's why he said he wants to go.
If you're not the best at our school, then you won't. It's gonna be tough for you. Even Latvia might not even want you. I don't know.
There's like Brady, my friend Brady, freshman, was already
get closer
good
to the mic too.
Huh?
Get closer to the mic.
Brady, he was a freshman. He had a good season, so he's definitely gonna be the best player next year. They're literally rebuilding around him. Apparently, another.
How
kid
do you rebuild in high school?
He's a freshman.
Yo, man's on 2K, bro. Talk about rebuilding.
It sounds like the professional league where you can sign free agents and stuff. Make trades.
We
like,
what are kids coming in from North?
Look. Two seniors, right? They're leaving, going to the Bronx, and a kid from the Bronx is coming to South. That's basically a trade right there. That's basically a trade.
Interesting. Okay.
So that kid might be good. So I'll say probably top 5 next year.
Top 5.
If I grind summer.
In a 12-man squad.
If I grind summer. Yes.
When I come here, I better see you like shooting and doing drills and working on the stamina.
Better hope it's not my rest day.
Okay.
That was funny, man.
This guy's a clown. So, Brian.
And we're back because Claude wanted to turn off his mic like an idiot.
Okay. There's literally no reason.
Yeah, there's a reason because I had to edit it.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, so, Brian, my question for you is...
As we wrap up?
No. I always wanted a little brother just because I thought it'd be a lot of fun and... everything. So like when your mom told you like Dylan was first like gonna be here, like did you feel like really excited, or do you
it was a very
remember?
Long time ago, but yeah, I mean, I remember I used to have imaginary friends. I used to ask her for a brother. I used to have this imaginary friend, quote unquote, named brother, I'm pretty sure, which sounds a lot creepier when it's said like that, but yeah. So, I don't know, I was excited, and then he appeared, and then he cried a lot, and yeah, and he was just there.
But
he's my grandma's favorite, so then, you know, started going downhill from there.
What do you approach being a big brother as, you know, you look back on the mistakes you've made, and you try to teach Dylan, like, not to do those same things?
Absolutely. That's like, the part of being a it's like the most important part, I feel like. I try to be like open and tell him things that like I would do, but like, you know, you can't like force that conversation. And I don't think Dylan thinks that deeply or wants my opinion. So when he cut, like there's been a few times where he's come to me to like have deep conversations, but like most of it is just me like telling him things where I went wrong and where I think he could take another path. That's important. Like, he's not going to have student loan debt. Like, it's just not going to be a thing. Or at least I hope it's not, because I'm going to scream at him for the next 2 years. So that'll be different, hopefully. Yeah. And I mean, and then but that also gets like a little conceited, because I think like he's just extremely confident, and as we said, and like I like to believe that I played some part in that. Like that's what he said. He said no. So you know, that's like being conceited.
Born different.
Yeah, that's being conceited, and like, you know, but it is what it is.
And Dylan, you as a younger brother, would you say you look up to Brian?
Sometimes.
Or like, do you ever feel like envious of him for whatever reason? No. Or jealous?
No.
No.
I'm not jealous.
No. I always kind of felt jealous of my sister.
Because Aureli's good.
No, but Brian has really good traits. No,
sometimes. Most of the time.
But like, why really. Though? Like, is it certain things that like people say about him that they don't say about you?
Nah. He's just one. Well, he's definitely smarter. Mm. So, like, I would definitely want the brains more than the athletic gene that he clearly did not have. Clearly did not have.
It's funny because I think he wants the athletic gene.
I mean, like, if we're going to be frank, like, he's never going to believe, like, he's going to think it's all, he was just born different, and I'm going to always say that, like, I showed him things and helped him. So, I don't know. But, like, I don't know. That's
built different. That's Dylan. He's built different.
I don't know. Because start of basketball, what did you teach me?
Like, everything.
Okay, then.
I don't know. Like, I've seen you do a hook shot before.
Okay, I'm talking more than other than a hook. Who did you teach me my jump shot? Like, when I first picked up a basketball, that was probably all me.
Yo, this nigga, no, he's getting at the throat right now. He said you didn't teach him shit.
I taught you how to kick a free kick.
Yeah, the soccer. Okay, I'm talking about basketball though. Soccer, he probably taught me everything.
Cause I don't
know. I didn't even like soccer like that. They just put it on me.
Fair. Wow. I also think that like you being on teams, Brian, which
shit.
I also think with him like being on teams where he's like, I feel like you've gone back and forth on like that, where like you feel like people are forcing you to do athletic things. But now you seem very like into it and wanted to do it for your own, which I appreciate. But I also think that like some of that pressure being put was me, because I talked to my parents a lot about how they didn't do those things for me and they should do those things for you. So, but again, I'm being conceited because you're doing things I never did. So maybe I'm projecting onto things, like projecting myself into them, you know, when he would always been that. And maybe, you know, I can totally see it because he's 6'1" at 15. So there's definitely an argument to be made. Is there? So,
Are you good at video games? Because Brian sucks at video games and he devotes a lot of time to it. So it's kind of hilarious.
I am amazing at video games.
I don't know about that, because I feel like we played FIFA once and I smoked you.
Okay. Other than FIFA and PC games.
2K. So 2K, you're nice?
Oh, of course. 2K, Madden. What shooters are there?
Warzone?
No, I don't play that.
Not Fortnite?
Really. Yeah, Fortnite. I'm decent at Fortnite. I'm already better than him at Apex.
Wow.
That's not true.
That's true. That's very true.
You play League?
No. Wow. No. What PC?
Okay. Okay.
I've been disrespected. We gotta run ones now, cause we gotta run ones.
How you run ones in Apex?
In basketball.
Oh.
All this talk. D1. Okay. D1.
You guys ever fight though, like physically?
Not that I remember.
Not like actually like physically fight?
Yeah.
No. But like play fight, yes.
You guys are too subdued here.
No, we play fight. Like he's gotten a lot stronger recently, because I used to be able to just, you know, if you guys don't watch UFC, but I used to just double hooks in, choke him out easily. Now he puts up a fight. Now I might lose. Now I actually have to like be aware because he got like stronger.
Yeah, you got stronger too though.
Stop touching me. but nah, I still probably win.
Okay.
Now we gotta run ones now because I feel disrespected.
It's over. I'm in my prime.
Okay.
I'm in my prime.
He's never beat me at once.
Let's hope not. Hopefully your prime is in the future. You're not making the Latvia
The Latvia Skylorks.
It can't be that hard.
It truly can.
Hard work prevails, my friend. Hard work prevails.
We'll see how hard it is.
All right.
Okay. I think that's all we have for the Dylan interview. I don't know if this is the end of the pod, but if it is, if you made it here, you're a real one. We appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Built different.
Oh, you want me to say built different?
Oh. No.